Shale gas is simply methane that's trapped in an organic-rich shale material, shale rock. Shale, of course, being generally very fine-grained sort of sedimentary rock that, as it's deposited at the bottom of the ocean, also accumulates a lot of organic matter. Things, you know, the old detritus of marine animals and fish and plankton and all the rest of that. And so over time, that gets compressed and then forms gas inside it.
So it can be used as an energy source. How's it taken out of the ground?
Because shale is a very fine-grained sort of and generally sort of compressed sort of rock, it's generally doesn't have the ability to allow gas or water to flow through it. And so the way that the petroleum industry overcomes that is they basically crack the rock under very, very high pressure conditions. And what they, the way they create that high pressure is through the injection of water that also then contains a whole range of other things, like the sand to keep the cracks open once the shale has been cracked open. But then also a variety of different chemicals for many different purposes. One of them, of course, is a biocide to stop bacteria then multiplying and then clogging up those cracks. Other things may be to control the chemistry of the shale itself, to stop the shale from either expanding and then sealing off the cracks and so on. And so there's a whole variety of chemicals that are used as part of the process of or fracking or hydraulically fracturing the shale. And that's how they make the gas and the petroleum liquids get out and then sucked up to the surface.
And that process of fracking has been controversial in a lot of different areas of the world where exploration of shale gas has been considered. What are some of those concerns, and are they based in fact?
Well, it is basis in fact for all of the concerns. It's a matter of, I guess, the extent in different areas as to how what impacts actually come to fruition. But the facts are that you can get mismanagement of chemicals on the surface, and you can get spills on the surface that then spill either biocides or some of the other salts and chemicals that are used in the fracking process, and that can cause impacts to, if you've got, say, cattle in an area or things like that, and some of those are obviously important for occupation, health and safety of workers as well. The other issue relates to what's called induced seismic activity. So the high pressure and the cracking of the shale starts to change the sort of stress conditions down in the down deep in the geology, and that can lead to, in some circumstances, and this has been proven in Oklahoma, to increase the frequency of earthquakes in that region. Now, sometimes they may only be minor, but there was one example of about a 5.5 scale earthquake in Oklahoma, which, of course, is very, very significant, and that can cause property damage. The other one, of course, is what happens to the groundwater systems. And so what you can get is impacts on the groundwater resources. Now, there's a lot of controversy over what the mechanisms are for that, but some of it, I think, relates to poorly constructed wells, and so you're getting gas leaking up the sides of wells from the depth of the shale, which might be 2 or 3 kilometres down, but then that methane goes sideways into, say, the shallow groundwater bores that are used by people for their houses and so on.
Is there a risk that PNG could be running into environmental issues if the risks aren't really too well known at the moment?
Absolutely, and I think there's certainly controversy. There's more and more research starting to come out now in America that looks at the impacts on groundwater resources, that has looked at the issues on sort of induced seismic activity or induced earthquakes, and looking at issues around the water quality, looking at, you know, actually having a better understanding of what's in the chemicals that are used during fracking and what's the context. Now, some of those chemicals, you know, the industry might say, oh, they're just like baking soda, you have that in your home, but you don't pour baking soda into your cup of coffee or tea every morning. And so if you're injecting these chemicals into areas that may connect through to either groundwater resources that people use or to surface water resources that people use and rely on, then that's the sort of risk that you need to look at. And so we need to make sure that these are well understood. And I think at the moment, whether it's either coal seam gas or shale gas, a lot of that level of work simply hasn't been done. It's just been assumed to be a negligible risk, and don't worry. And that I think is a really dangerous approach to regulation.